Good morning, everybody. I'd like to welcome everybody, especially our visitors. We have a few visitors with us today, and we're very glad to have you. As I said, quite often there's no shortage of things to do while people are visiting Las Vegas, and we're glad that you came to worship with us. Well, as Michael said, his songs lend itself to the lesson today. The prayer request lend itself to the lesson today. Our lesson is titled, Casting All Your Care Upon Him. I know all of us face things periodically. It might be just a one-time concern, or it might be a daily event that we face that sometimes we have no idea. Sometimes we don't even know how to deal with some of these concerns that we face. We know, and I appreciated the prayer request of understanding getting back into an active prayer life. We know that prayer is important. Sometimes when we go to God, we don't even sometimes know the words to ask. Sometimes we're at a loss, and luckily, God knows. But He still wants us to come to Him in prayer. In 1 Peter, the Apostle Peter would write later in his life, he says, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. This is a short passage, but it shouldn't be overlooked. The Apostle Peter, above all, should know how much Jesus cares for us, how much God cares for us. Just looking back at, when Peter wrote this, he just wasn't writing words. I'm sure he was probably reminiscing back into thinking of all the care he had been exhibited throughout his life. That Jesus cared for him when he was walking on the water, and his lack of faith, he started sinking. And he knew who to cry out to. And Peter was saved when Jesus reached his hand out to him. Amen. He knew, he had seen Jesus in prayer. He had seen how Jesus prayed. He was one of those that asked Jesus, Lord, teach us how to pray. And Jesus did. He knew that Jesus cared for him even at the moment he had denied even knowing the man. And it said he went out and wept bitterly. When he looked at Jesus after that third denial and their eyes met, it must have broke his heart. It just must have burnt a hole in him to lock eyes with Jesus. I did exactly what you said I was going to do. And I swore up and down I wasn't going to do it. And then even after the resurrection, Jesus displayed the love. We call it Jesus restoring Peter. In Jesus' eyes, he had never left him. I've always loved you. Just like the father of the prodigal son. I've always loved you, Peter. So when Peter wrote this, it wasn't just fleeting words on a page. And then a few chapters earlier, He would tell them, he's reassuring the Christians. He says, but you are a chosen generation. That's how you're thought of. You're not just some stranger to God. You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So you have no shame or fear when he said in chapter 5 to cast your cares upon him, because he cares for you. You're his own special people. So Peter's letting the Christians know, you don't have to be timid. You have every right to cast your cares upon him, because he does care for you. Amen. And then our scripture reading that James read earlier, the Hebrew writer says, let us therefore come boldly, not without respect and honor, but not shy. We don't have to be shy to go to God in prayer. He wants us. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Sometimes when we go to God in prayer, it's not necessarily, it is just sometimes to ask for mercy. Don't know about you, sometimes that's about the only thing on my mind. Amen. Dear God, please be merciful on me. Please forgive me. In Philippians, Paul would write, and we got to keep in mind, Paul's writing this from jail. And he says, starting in verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. That's one of those things you either get or you don't get. How do you explain that to somebody? How do you explain that peace of God to somebody that doesn't have it? You can't. But Paul got it. He would say just a little bit later in this chapter how he's learned the secret of how to be content in all circumstances. He's learned it. It's not some, you know, contentment is not something that you're just born with. You learn it. And if you learn from the wrong place, if you learn from out there, you learn never to be content, because you're striving after the wrong. Watch commercials. Commercials are full of not being content. You've got to have this car to be content. You've got to wear these shoes to be content. You've got to have this breakfast cereal to make you happy. But Paul would say, I've learned the secret. I've learned to be content in any and all circumstances. He was content here, and he's telling people here, be anxious for nothing. I'm sitting in prison. Don't be anxious for me. But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Go to God, but also be thanking him for all the blessings. James, even though Paul says, go to God with your prayer, James kind of explains the qualifying factor here. James explains, he goes, you ask and you don't receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. We're told, go to God in prayer, go to God in prayer, go to God in prayer. We've got to go to God in prayer in the proper way. And like we said earlier, the disciples asked Jesus, teach us to pray. And in Matthew 6, Jesus explains and teaches them how to pray. We sometimes refer to it as the model prayer. Jesus had been talking about the scribes and the Pharisees, the hypocrites that were teaching one thing but not living what they were teaching. And he says, therefore, do not be like them. For your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. And he goes on to say, in this manner, you don't have to say the exact words, but in this manner, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. He starts off with praise. Before Jesus does anything, he goes to God in praise and honor. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He's setting the stage before he asks anything. He's giving God praise and he's saying, I want your will to be done. At the most stressful time of Jesus' life, before he would be arrested and crucified, he prayed 3 times in the garden. And each time he said, not your way. He gives his request to God. If there's any way this cup can pass from me, I'm all ears. But your will be done, not mine. Verse 11, he says, give us this day our daily bread. Nothing wrong with asking requests. Not asking for a gourmet meal. Asking the basics. God knows what we need. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Mm-hmm. It's not if I owe $2.50 to Van. It's the offenses that I've created. The things that I've done to offend somebody. Forgive us as we forgive. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And then he ends up with the way he started. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Amen.
Amen. They'd asked Jesus how to teach us to pray, and he did. It's not a long, elaborate prayer, and we can stray from the exact words, but he said, in this manner, therefore pray. I want to end up, this is not just a concept of the New Testament, prayer. I'd like to end up with Psalm 20. It's a short psalm that says a lot. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. He always has. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord, our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. May the King answer us when we call. There it is. Peter said, cast your cares upon him. David was saying the same thing. We cast all of our care upon him. Let us remember those that are in the bulletin. Let us remember those who are traveling. Let us remember those that requested prayers this morning. Let us remember the work that is going on here. The teaching, the preaching, the love that is shared amongst us. If you have any concerns or cares, or if you need to respond to the invitation in any way, please come forward while Michael leads us in the invitation. Let's stand and sing together.